AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI's released surveillance images from Nancy Guthrie's porch in Arizona. Ed Donahue reports it shows
the night the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie went missing more than a week ago. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump has been following the search.
His initial reaction, of course, as all Americans, is just pure disgust. And again, it's heartbreaking to see now this footage really bring to life a story we've all been reading about.
The video shows the person wearing a backpack and a ski mask with holes for the eyes and mouth walking up to the door of the home. The person is seen trying to cover a doorbell camera near the front door with a gloved hand and part of a plant they ripped from the yard. The Guthrie family has intensified calls for assistance from the public. A former FBI agent says this will get the phone ringing for lots of potential leads. I'm Ed Donahue.
But let me send a message to anyone who thinks they can intimidate us. You will fail. Despite these perils, our officers continue to execute their mission with unwavering resolve. And we are only getting started.
Congressman Dan Goldman of New York.
People are simply making valid observations about your tactics, which are un-American and outright fascist. So I have a simple suggestion. If you don't want to be called a fascist regime or secret police, then stop acting like one.
Shoppers paused spending in December to close out the holiday season. The Commerce Department report, delayed by a government shutdown, surprised economists who were looking for growth. That helped send stocks to a mixed finish after flirting with records. The Dow rose 52 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ fell. The S&P down 0.3%, the NASDAQ 0.6%. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the story of an emergency landing on a busy road about 50 miles northeast of Atlanta yesterday.
Pilot Thomas Rogers was flying a single-engine plane over Gainesville, Georgia, Monday when something went terribly wrong and sent this distress message.
More stories in the latest developments.
Now reporting from liveATC.net, he then tells the tower.
This is Bonanza 2 and I are taking a ticket. We're not going to make it. Please tell my wife, Molly, I love her, and my parents. I love them so much.
Rogers was able to walk away after an emergency landing. The FAA says the Hawker Beechcraft Bonanza made that emergency landing on a busy road around noon after Rogers had engine issues. Police say the plane struck three cars, dislodging a fuel tank into one of them. Two people were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.